This is Kelly Blewett. David Marinus didn't set out to write a ghost story, but his glimmering portrait of Detroit has a lingering, melancholy quality that will leave the reader thoroughly haunted. His story begins on November 9, 1962, a day of tragedies. The Ford Rotunda, an architectural masterpiece that was once one of the top five tourist attractions in the United States, burns to the ground. On the other side of town, the Detroit police ransack the Gotham, a landmark hotel memorialized in prose by Langston Hughes. The Gotham eventually becomes a parking lot, and the Ford Rotunda is never rebuilt. These troubling opening passages seem to portend the storms that will crash upon the city, yet Marinus doesn't linger in the gloom. Instead, he regards them as cracks in an otherwise gorgeous facade, for Detroit in the early 60s was a tremendous place to be. From the inventors of the Mustang to the producers of Motown Records, Detroit's movers and shakers were unsurpassable, and Marinus brings them to life in vivid flashes, recounting details like the story behind Motown producer Berry Gordy's nickname and the tenor of the voice of civil rights advocate Reverend C.L. Franklin, who we know, perhaps, as the father of Aretha Franklin. This book has it all: significant scenes, tremendously charismatic figures, even a starry soundtrack. I challenge anyone to read this book without sneaking off to listen to old Motown favorites like My Guy. Marinus's story runs from November 1962 through May of 1964. Reading the book is like falling backward in time and running into someone whose youthful blush you'd wholly forgotten. Detroit is that someone. She is bright and laughing, flickering before you like a specter from the past. I doubt I'll forget her anytime soon. For more information, see our website at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. This review originally appeared in Book Page magazine. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.